Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, April 17th, 2025, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Demand for copper could stay subdued as U.S.-China trade war persists. Copper demand is expected to stay subdued due to ongoing trade tensions between the U.S. and China, affecting market optimism for the metal. Analysts caution that the dispute will continue to create uncertainty, impacting investor confidence and global growth prospects. Despite these challenges, industry players like Platinum Group Metals American, PLG, PTM, may remain resilient in the long term. Mining Newswire, a specialized communications platform focusing on global mining and resources sectors, provides access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com. NVIDIA to make AI supercomputers in America. NVIDIA is partnering with key manufacturing partners to produce its AI supercomputers entirely within the United States for the first time, shifting towards domestic production to meet growing demand for AI technology. This move comes as the tech industry players like Thumbs Up Media Corp, NASTUP, are deploying AI solutions in their offerings. AI Newswire focuses on the latest advancements in artificial intelligence, delivering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Mining News Breaks, ES Gold Corp, OTCQB SAUF, begins on-site construction at Montabon Gold Silver Project. ES Gold Corp has begun on-site construction and mill assembly at its Montabon project in Quebec, with production expected by early Q4 2025. The company, backed by recent financing, is expanding the mill building and installing core infrastructure. ES Gold is also anticipating an updated economic assessment and ANT survey results. ES Gold Corp, CSESF ESAUF 7D, is focused on clean mining and exploration innovation, advancing projects toward production while emphasizing sustainable resource recovery. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.flash.auf. Mining News Breaks, Energy Fuels Inc., an American UUUVAR, develops U.S. capability to produce 6 rare earth oxides amid new Chinese export controls. Energy Fuels, listed on NYSE American under U and TSX as EFR, has developed the capability to produce 6 rare earth oxides affected by new Chinese export controls. This positions their White Mesa Mill in Utah as a strategic domestic supplier. The breakthrough aligns with an April 15 executive order from President Trump directing a national security investigation into critical mineral imports. Energy Fuels believes its infrastructure and production capacity uniquely qualify the company to support U.S. supply chain resilience. The company focuses on uranium, rare earth elements, heavy mineral sands, vanadium, and medical isotopes, making it a leading U.S.-based critical minerals company.
4 stocks to watch after Trump's critical minerals executive order. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on April 15, 2025, launching a federal investigation into the U.S.'s heavy reliance on foreign sources for critical minerals. This move, amid tensions with China, aims to secure domestic supply chains for materials essential in various industries. Companies like Military Metals Corp., USA Rare Earth, Perpetua Resources Corp., and United States Antimony Corporation are poised to benefit. Military Metals Corp. focuses on antimony projects in the U.S. and Europe, with rising prices and policy support. USA Rare Earth is building a domestic rare earth magnet supply chain in Texas and Oklahoma. Perpetua Resources is developing the Stibnite Gold Project in Idaho to produce gold and antimony, crucial for national defense. United States Antimony Corporation is vertically integrated and expanding production in North America. These companies are at the forefront of the U.S. critical minerals market resurgence. Comprehensive 7-step guide enhances safety for confined space entry and rescue. A comprehensive 7-step guide has been released to enhance safety for confined space entry and rescue operations. The resource emphasizes the critical importance of timely intervention in emergencies where swift action can save lives. Key steps in the guide include regular rescue drills, understanding types of rescue operations, and collaborating with local authorities to assemble a trained rescue team. The guide also stresses the use of full-body harnesses and thorough surveys of confined spaces. Developed by Diversified Compliance Services, the guide equips organizations with actionable strategies to minimize risks and ensure effective rescue planning tailored to their needs. Improve shop floor management in Bizential with Shop Floor Insight. InsightWorks, a leading developer of apps for Microsoft Dynamics 365 Business Central, has announced the availability of Shop Floor Insight, a manufacturing execution system designed for barcode time capture and employee time management. This app helps manufacturers manage time, labor, and production more accurately and efficiently within Business Central. Shop Floor Insight offers features such as barcode time capture, real-time productivity insights, quality and rework tracking, integrated time and attendance, visual scheduling tools, and secure access and authentication. By integrating Shop Floor Insight with Business Central, manufacturers can gain a real-time view of shop floor activity, reduce manual data entry, and support more innovative planning and resource allocation. To learn more about how Shop Floor Insight enhances shop floor management in Business Central, visit shopfloorfordynamics.com or contact your Microsoft partner today.
Acme Concrete Raising and Repair expands concrete leveling services in Chicago suburbs. Acme Concrete Raising and Repair, Inc. has expanded its leveling and stabilization services for residential, commercial, industrial, and HOA properties throughout the Chicago suburbs. Their smart lift system lifts, stabilizes, and restores concrete slabs with exceptional speed, precision, and durability without demolition. Acme specializes in polyurethane concrete raising, delivering fast, clean, durable results that eliminate costly shutdowns, penalties, and liabilities. Their solutions help properties meet inspection requirements and eliminate liability concerns with minimal disruption to tenants or operations. For a fast, no-obligation estimate for concrete raising and stabilization, rely on Acme Concrete Raising and Repair, Inc.
Mining news breaks: ES Gold Corp. OTQEUF closes $3.45 financing to advance Montabong Gold Silver Project. ES Gold Corp. has closed a non-brokered private placement, raising over $3.45 million to advance the Montauban Gold-Silver Project in Quebec. The funds will support mill circuit construction and final mobilization. Management and insider participation totaled 1.25 million units, highlighting confidence in ES Gold's strategy for production and exploration success. ES Gold Corp., ESCESAU, OTCQUF, FESI, Z7D, is a pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation. The flagship Montauban property exemplifies responsible mining practices and offers district-scale discovery potential. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/ESAUF.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.